Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We are delighted to welcome in Mike Bray, the head basketball coach at Notre Dame. He joins us on the Al Pamonte Ford Hotline, Al Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. I tell you what, I hear our victory march, and it motivates me to go right into my workout when we hang up. I am ready. It has got me ready to go, guys. How are you guys doing? Everybody good and everybody hanging in and healthy and safe?
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah, we're hanging in there. Day to day, we're still doing a radio show talking about sports without any sports to cover.
I feel better, Coach, because I saw you on Twitter. You know, honest to God, it's the most uplifting thing. Your positivity and your approach to this is inspiring.
Well, I think, you know, I appreciate that. And I think, you know, when you've got a bunch of young men looking to you, like, what do we do in this? Not that we don't all have our private moments like, man, this sucks. How are we getting out of this? But, you know, when you get up and talk in front of the team, and David knows this all so well, being a college athlete himself, you know, when you're the leader, sometimes you do have to fake it a little bit. I've tried to, at least with our guys, and we actually had a Zoom call with our team yesterday, and just trying to give them some things. Hey, I talk about our schedule. I talk about, you know, where the ACC tournament is next year. I talk about, you know, what we want to work on in practice, just to kind of give them some light at the end of the tunnel on this thing so, you know, they're not just down. Because I think, as I said to our media, our local media yesterday, those walls are closing in on these guys a little bit. They're closing in on us, quite frankly. But and so just to kind of give them some hope on this thing and to get them through it, and even though I'm fully aware that I may not see them face-to-face till the fall semester in August.
And Mike, I appreciated your message as well. It was great and not a surprise at all. Your enthusiasm has always been your trademark. And I thought it was also fascinating yesterday. You had your Zoom press conference and you welcomed in two new players, Trey Wirtz and Tony Sanders, and one's a transfer, the other's a freshman, but you recruited these guys virtually and you responded to the kind of odd situation that we're in. And how challenging was that? And how unusual did it feel like to be welcoming guys into the fold without actually having them on campus?
It is a little unusual, David. There's no question. And in this dynamic, as I mentioned, I have become a Zoom master in 3 weeks. I didn't know a darn thing about Zoom 3 weeks ago, but man, am I part of it now and a believer. And you adjust recruiting-wise, and, you know, my assistants have got a great PowerPoint presentation. I get on and we talk, and then we go through and show them, and we answer questions, and then we'll get our strength coach and our academic person and our nutritionist on a Zoom call the next day. I'll say this about the prospect and the families. There is a feeling of we better make a decision and be more decisive in our recruiting process, given the unknown. I'm not necessarily complaining about that, quite frankly, because how many times have you heard a kid say, well, you know, I've made three visits. I'm pretty sure I know what I want to do, but I'm just going to make another one just to see what's up. And then I'm going back to the school to kind of sell it again. And, you know, it's kind of an interesting dynamic where the family and the young man are having to make decisions because dominoes are falling. And, you know, 3 weeks ago it was, God, I really like you, but I'm going to wait till the world opens up and I can make a visit. Well, that changed quickly then in a week, too, when, you know, we knew we weren't going to see them face-to-face in their homes and they weren't coming to our campus. So, I, you know, not only with the two young men we've got, which I'm really excited about, they're going to be great fits for us, but if you look every day on the ticker or on college basketball, you know, recruiting, transfers, high school guys, it's popping without visits, and guys are making their decisions. So, you know, as a staff, we've just tried to really be out in front of it and really be ready. And, you know, I text my guys every night, who am I Zooming with tomorrow? Who we got? You know, so it the landscape has changed. And David, I even told our guys, I said, with this landscape, the unknown all the way through the summer, and hopefully we'll be back for the fall semester because summer school seems like such a question mark right now. I told our staff, I said, we may be adding a guy to the roster 3 days before classes start, the way this thing is going. And you know, so just to keep an open mind, we still have two scholarships to give, but just to keep an open mind, somebody could pop August 10th in the portal or a change of direction, and let's be ready to react. So just trying to adjust, and every day you get thrown kind of a new dynamic, quite frankly.
Well, it's fascinating to watch how college sports are reacting to this, because I think that we've talked a lot about college football. We talked a lot about college basketball when there was no tournament, when all the tournaments kind of stopped and you couldn't finish that season. And I imagine that is difficult in terms of just trying to deal with guys and the disappointment of that. But we're also talking about what happens with some of these minor sports. I'm sure you saw where the University of Cincinnati got rid of its men's soccer program. They're going to honor the scholarships of the guys there if they want to stay, and the NCAA is going to let everyone leave. But, you know, we're in a scary landscape for some of the minor sports, maybe not at Notre Dame, but certainly at other places around the country. And I know you have a lot of compassion for those coaches.
Well, I really feel for our spring sport coaches, you know, Kevin Corrigan, Christine Halfpenny. We have a brand new baseball coach who had us out of the gate pretty hot, and then we just pulled the rug on the whole thing. And the unknown, you're right, the unknown, not only their seniors being granted another year and managing a roster that way now all of a sudden that was unexpected, but what is going to happen? You're right that, you know, and David knows better, you know, our endowment, we're in a little bit better position maybe to take some pounding, but still, you know, we're conscious, I am conscious, and it's come from the top, our AD, about being really smart with our budgets. For example, I have two scholarships to give. We're at 11. But, you know, unless it's something that really is a grand slam fit for us, you know, sitting on two scholarships financially for the good of the overall budget of the athletic department is a good thing. And I'm conscious about that right now, as I know a lot of coaches are. But you're right. The unknown of spring sport, the unknown of what's coming back, certainly for us and many of Power Five, the unknown of football not taking place. We all know how football pays the bills over here. You know, it sure would be nice to get this thing going. And, you know, so there is a lot of indecision. I know for us, we're looking at May 15th as kind of a date to make some big decisions as a university and athletically, summer school. What is going to happen with football and the game against Navy and Ireland and all of those things. So I know it's kind of, you know, watching everything unfold here until May 15th, and then some big and probably some really hard decisions will be made by our university.
Mike, haven't been there since July of 2000, and I know it's a 20-year anniversary coming up here, and I remember the day that you were hired and arrived, but you've been there 20 years and integrated yourself into that campus culture. You appreciate the football program for all it means to not only the university, but your own program because of the recruiting it's been a tool for you. And so can you imagine, as Jack Swarbrick, your boss that you mentioned, can you imagine a Notre Dame football game taking place in an empty stadium? Can you imagine him doing that just because to keep those revenue streams open because of the television realities and the rights fees? You already lost March Madness for college sports. The TV revenue was something that's still very important.
Now, David, you're right, and it is hard to wrap our arms around right now. I know my boss, Jack Swarbrick, is dealing with it on a daily basis. I thought it was interesting yesterday after their phone call with Mike Pence. Basically, I know the pro situation is talk about NBA and playing with no fans. And I thought it was interesting that, you know, after their call with Pence, the college football committee kind of said, you know, if campuses aren't open, we can't play football. We can't have our other students come back and play. And that was kind of trying to explain to Pence, you know, college is different than pro, you know, so that's going to be now. And I understand, you know, maybe testing will become more available. It's hard to justify testing on athletes now just so they can play. Maybe in 4 months, testing will become more available. But I don't know of any college athletic director or president is saying, if our campus is closed, I don't see us playing football games or a basketball game if it drags into, you know, November or December. So it's crisis management on a daily basis for everybody. But I think for athletic administrators, God bless all of them, because every day they're crunching numbers and rolling their eyes.
Well, it had to be fairly traumatic for you to go through telling your kids, hey, we got no ACC tournament, we've got no NCAA tournament. What was that process like? Have you recovered from it? Because I think a lot of us are still stunned.
It's really an interesting story. So we beat Boston College on Wednesday night, and we're kind of excited because we're kind of playing better, and we played well in the ACC tournament. And, of course, the last time we were in Greensboro at 15, we won it. Of course, we're getting ready to face Virginia, who's been, you know, a dagger to us and a lot of people. We have not had much. So we're going to the shoot-around. We're driving to a high school to go through the shoot-around and loosen up, and it's right around 12:15 on Thursday. And we're 5 minutes from the gym. We did the scouting report in the hotel, talked about Virginia, but I think everybody was like, okay, this is getting really interesting. Because remember the night before, Fred Hoiberg got sick and the Nebraska kids were locked in the locker room, and there was a lot of, you know, a lot of stuff going on, like, I don't know about this. And my AD, my assistant AD, Jim Frawley, says, hey, they just pulled Clemson and Florida State off the floor, so there's no way we're going to play. So I get up and I walk to the back of the bus. I got my guys back there. They're in game day mode. We have started the game day routine. And I think it had to be the hardest talk. You give tough talks and frank talks a lot of times, but to just have it hit so hard. And I remember that. I'll never forget the body language of Johnny Mooney, TJ Gibbs, and Rex Pfluger. Just their shoulders just dropped, like, yeah, I can't believe this, man. And, you know, kind of tried to talk them through it. And, you know, for you seniors, and actually we did the banquet in the back of the bus because we knew we weren't going to have a banquet either at an awards show. And I kind of talked through the seniors and what they meant to the program. I told the bus driver, turn around, go back. And we went back. And of course, when we got off the bus, and again, I have a lot of seniors every year. Guys come through and spend 4 years with us. So they're men. And so we get off the bus, and I grab Mooney and Gibbs and Pfluger. I said, I'll meet you at the hotel bar in 30 minutes. And, I bought them a couple beers. We talked about their years and their careers. I tried to do something to put a little bit of a wrap up on it. And then we flew home the next day, and campus was closed 3 days later. But But it was really an interesting dynamic in Greensboro, and there was a bunch of teams in the hotel, so we were all kind of therapists for each other. Louisville was in there waiting to play their first game, shut down. You know, Florida State was in, shut down. Boston College was trying to get out of town. They had just got beat, shut, you know, everything shut down. It was really an interesting time. You know, so my seniors are off trying to pursue some professional stuff, but there's, you know, there's nothing for them to work out or showcase their stuff in front of. And, you know, and so it's again, it's interesting days day to day.
Mike, quickly before we let you go, we really appreciate your time. I know your relationship with John Paxson is a pretty good one, and you've been close with Pax over the years, given the Notre Dame connection. Obviously, he had an eventful week. The Bulls moved on. They have a new executive vice president in Arturis Karnišovas, and John is going to be a senior advisor. From afar, what do you think about the Bulls' moves, and how much do you think John will adapt to his new role, and are you happy that he's going to be getting away from the grind?
Yeah, you know what? He and I have gotten really close, and I'm glad you brought him up, David. I mean, he has been a huge supporter of me in my career, which means a lot. You know, there's probably not a more respectable former player in basketball than John. And we've gotten to be close friends, and we've gotten to be good therapists for each other, because it's not always been roses for both of us. We kind of talk through a lot of stuff, and I know in this rebuild, you know, it was taking its toll on him. I talked to him, you know, the other day after they made their moves. He sounded great. He's in a great position. I think he, you know, he certainly understands, you know, what was going through. I told him, I said, I hope you can come to practice more now and watch us and give us some pointers. So we have a dinner on the books whenever a good restaurant opens in Chicago. but I think the world of him, and I know what he's meant to that franchise, but he certainly understands the moves. And I think he's in a really good place and one of the good guys. He's just one of the good guys in our sport.
Coach, thanks a ton. Great catching up with you. Really appreciate all your insights.
Thanks, Mike. Great
Always
talking
good,
to you.
Good to be with you guys. We miss you over here, David. You guys take care.
All right, Mike. Take care.
All righty. That's Coach Bray. He's fantastic. That is great stuff. I mean, what a good dude.
How about taking your seniors to the hotel bar, buying them a beer because they're not going to get any more games, anything else except for that is your banquet. They'll remember that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.